as I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, to your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. Look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down. We worship you and adore you.
just one glimpse of His glory. Just one touch of His hand, I will be the same. Once the stream is flowing through my veins, just one glimpse of His glory.
That's His glory. That's His glory.
Just one touch of His hand, and I will never be the same. For the Spirit is flowing through my veins. We see.
Glory to the Son.
get hungry for God. You've got to get desperate for God. Do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes. Step into the water. Jesus will meet you today. He will touch your life. He will change you. He will change you. Feel the presence of God. Feel the presence of God. Feel the presence of God. Filled with the presence of God. words to this song is a prophetic word to many that are left standing or sitting here in the congregation this morning. Some perhaps are even resting quietly in the power of God. This verse is a prophetic word to you. It's an exhortive word from the Holy Spirit. Pray this prayer. Let God light that fire. The fire has got to burn bright. It's got to burn hot. It's got to burn clear. Please don't leave this building this morning lukewarm. Please don't leave this building without the fire burning deep within you. Please do not leave this building today without the touch of God. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what you've gone through this week or in the past, regardless of who's hurt you, who's said what, who's done what, you are responsible for the fire. Doesn't matter who's poured water on your wood, you are responsible for the fire. Doesn't matter if they dig a ditch all the way around your fire and fill it full of water and pour 10,000 gallons of water upon it. You are responsible for the fire. The only way you can fuel the fire is to lift your hands, open your heart, and say, Holy Ghost, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. He'll give you fresh wood. He'll give you fresh fuel for the fire. Oh, pour it on. Pour it on. You say it's but a spark. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow on that spark. He knows what kind of fuel to give a spark. He will not quench the smallest burning flask, the scripture says. Even the smallest little flask of a spark, he won't quench it. He knows how to ignite it. Open your heart and let the fire of God touch you right now. Let him touch you. Pray this prayer. Oh Lord, please light the fire. Once burn bright and clear. Replace the land of mother's love that burns. Get your prayer.
servant obeys. Thy servant obeys. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Oh,